Well, hello and good morning, Trish.
Hi. Good morning, Carol. I'm excited for today.
I am too. We have got two fabulous guests joining us and so much excitement and something perfect to look forward to for January. So I am going to see if our guests are ready and available to come up on stage and join us.
Sounds good. Absolutely. I'm with you there. Well, listeners, do you love wintertime and all the nostalgia and romance of the holiday season? One of my personal favorite things to do when the days get shorter and a lot colder in Northwest Montana is to add a splash of Bailey's to my coffee, grab my favorite throw blanket, and get the Hallmark Channel on. I do it every year.
Oh, well, welcome, Sarah, Gabriella. It is lovely to have you join us. And we're so excited to be able to live stream this because it's been a while. And usually we just record our podcasts. And this is an awesome opportunity to have you both here and to be able to introduce you to our guests. But Trish, what if you could meet the stars, the story authors, and the screenwriters from some of those favorite holiday Hallmark, Lifetime, and Netflix movies? So our special guests today are making that possible for fans everywhere with their newly created boutique fan convention. And they call that Roma Drama Live. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yes. Romantic dramas.
Roma drama.
And they're going to tell us all about it today and share details for a very exciting live event coming up in Atlanta in January. So, Trish, back to you.
Well, we want to welcome our returning and first-time listeners at Connect, Inspire, Create. You're joining Carol, and of course, I'm Trish. And we are, as Carol said, going live. We're doing more of this, so we can enjoy this going forward. And we are thrilled, as Carol said, to have Gabrielle and Sarah with us today. And I would love to jump right in. Gabrielle and Sarah are not only business partners, but best friends who made the bold decision. Yeah. You can see them now today and not only hear them. For those just listening, they are beautiful gals. You can tell they're best friends. They've got their arms around each other. And those watching live can see their beautiful shiny faces from West Palm Beach today. But they made the bold business choice to launch a brand new event series, not only during the pandemic that we've all just been through, but also amid two very personal tragedies in their lives. I'd like to kick off our conversation today with you two on a bright note, which is how you two met, became BFFs in the first place, and what ultimately led you to create Roma Drama Live. Last but not least, what is Roma Drama Live for our listeners? Go.
Where do we start?
So I guess let's start with what is Roma Drama. Roma Drama is, we bring fans the opportunity to meet all of their favorite romantic drama stars from, there's a new network, the Great American Channels, Great American Family, and Great American Living, which used to be Great American Country. It's evolved into a new network. So GAC, Hallmark, the Up Channel, Netflix, Amazon, you know, anywhere that you find those amazing seasonal dramas. And we're bringing stars like Trevor Donovan, Ryan Pavey, Wes Brown, Andrew Walker, Jen Lilly. I mean, the list is...
I know these names. Late nights in the winter.
Especially coming out of COVID, I think so many of us enjoyed the escape of the wonderful romances and the stories. We could turn on our television onto the Hallmark Channel or onto Netflix. We could watch a Christmas movie in the middle of the chaos of the world. And bringing all those stars into our homes, I think we became attached to them even more during COVID than we have even in the past. And so, you know, you might have been a fan in the past, but they brought so much comfort and peace and smiles to our homes, especially during COVID, that this seemed like the perfect time for us to jump in and allow the fans, we're fans as well, to get to meet the people that we've brought into our living rooms for the past several years.
And what's amazing about our event is we give you the opportunity to not only take a selfie or get an autograph or a professional photo op, but we are the only event in this space that allows you to have private one-on-one conversations with the stars. So in our packages and a la carte, you can buy a 5-minute or a 2-minute one-on-one meet and greet. You can sit down with Trevor Donovan. You can sit down with Ryan Pavey, sit right across from them and actually talk to them, you know,
get to know them and
get to know them. And what's even more special is that these actors, they can be anything they want to be in real life. And we'll love them because of the characters that they play.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But what's even more special is that these people are so wonderful and genuine in real life. Mm. You know, Sarah and I worked in entertainment business for over 20 years. Sarah and I lived in Nashville together. We're used to meeting celebrities, you know, and there's always that, do I really want to meet this person and shatter the image?
Exactly. That's you what know? I was thinking. I don't want to ruin my Hallmark image.
You don't want to be disappointed. Yeah. You don't want to be disappointed. And what's so wonderful is that there is not, I'm looking at all their pictures right now, and there is not one person in this lineup that isn't just a wonderful human being, you know, in real life. So to meet them in person is, they will live up to whatever, yes, to whatever you've created in your mind, they will live up to it.
It's really a once in a lifetime experience for a lot of people. And
definitely, absolutely.
I know that once I started getting to know some of these actors and actresses, as well as the authors and screenwriters that are writing these movies, I am now so much more of a fan. I'm so much more engaged. When I see the lineup being posted for all the new Christmas movies coming out, and I know who wrote a few of them, and they're personal friends of mine, I am marking my calendar. I am making sure that I see the premiere. I don't want to catch it on a replay. I want to see it when it first comes out. And it's just become even a more enriched experience for, I think, both of us.
Absolutely.
We really, and the fans that attended our recent show in Nashville, we've been hearing so many of the similar comments that we are so ready for this new holiday season because it's just become a more rich experience, fan experience for all of us.
Yeah, and I know that we are.
We are. Yes. Fun. You know,
I'm curious.
Football and there's so many things you can do gathering around sports. And this is, of course, not just for women. It's,
right,
you know, most of us are women, but it's not for just women only. But this gives women a chance to have that same kind of camaraderie, sisterhood around a fun hobby.
So touching on the sisterhood, Sarah, on the sisterhood subject, this is just amazing. Both Carol and I have never heard of anything like this. And so I think our listeners are going to find this really just exciting coming into the holidays to hear about this. Now, you guys are both mothers, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, and then Carol, I'm going to let you ask a question here. but this is so interesting. So in the line of being business partners, being BFFs, and being women with children, what other life lessons have become apparent to you, Sarah and Gabrielle, during this process, throughout this process? What have you learned about yourselves? Are you surprised by your own resilience? Anything you care to share about, you know, what you've been through in the last couple of years that has allowed you to be incredible role models as women, businesswomen for your children, and has allowed you to accomplish what you have this last few years, made you stronger?
Well, I can start. And I know Gabrielle will have a lot more to add, but starting out, I'm the mother of twins. My twins just turned 13.
And oh, goodness.
So I have teenagers in the house now. Things are crazy around my world. But I can remember being pregnant and scared with my twins, just terrified. And once you come through the whole process of actually having twins,
goodness,
I felt coming out of that whole pregnancy process, I felt almost invincible when I got to the other side. I felt like if I can do this, if I can make it through the first 2 years, if I can just do this, I can do anything.
Absolutely.
But after the last year of my life, my husband was killed in a car accident on New Year's Eve. So the kids and I are going on 10 months, you know, at the end of this month, it'll be a good 10 months that we have been redefining our lives, pulling it all back together.
Sarah, I'm so sorry. And you are, for those who can't see her, she is a beautiful, shining, happy woman right now. Just beautiful.
Well, through this, thank you so much for that. It's I have a deep inner joy that comes from something much bigger than me. And but coming out of this process, you know, you can go through anything with faith, family, and friends. And friends.
Well said. Yes. Well said.
And I'm showing my kids every day, and I don't always get it right. I mean, there's so many days that I fail miserably. But every day that I get up and go to work and put a smile on my face and we do new things, it's very important for me to teach my kids to be brave. And that no matter what life throws at you, it's on you. You can either choose to have joy, choose to be happy, choose to be successful, or you can choose to stay in the pit. You can pull yourself out, or you can stay. But at the same time, you know, we have to grieve, and we have to do that in a healthy way. And so it's a really delicate dance with the kids. And I've been very careful throughout the year to give them time to cry. They need to see me cry. They don't need to see me always acting tough and being, you know, on social media with a big smile on my face. They need to know
showing
that
the
it's
human
a
condition.
Real thing. And so every day I'm real cautious about that, but my kids are, they're part of our business, and I'm trying to teach them as we go. When we brought, Gabrielle brought her kids as well to Nashville when we had our there this summer, and my kids, my son worked the door checking badges. Checking
I love that. I love it.
My daughter basically ran the registration desk. She was a rock star.
She really was.
And they worked so hard. But I'm teaching
life skills.
But resiliency and bravery and independence. I think those things are such
life skills, vital life skills. Absolutely.
And I know that they're going to learn more by watching me during this time than they are from reading a book or it's just a very sobering thing to know that these lives, you know, they're in this really critical time. And I'm just trying to be delicate with them, but I also want them to learn the hard stuff because life is not easy. And if you're not in the middle of a tragedy, someday you will be. Mm-hmm. And it's how you bounce back. It's how you keep going that matters in life. And we try to celebrate all the good, but we still cry a lot, but we're clinging to all the happy memories and we're trying to make new ones. So we're just in it for the journey, and we don't want to miss a thing. We all value very much now how short life can be. So
and they're learning this at 13, which is remarkable. They've got their whole lovely lives ahead of them.
And they're in these classes in middle school right now where they're talking about career development. And they still don't quite understand what I do. It's real funny. I'm like, well, we travel, we have shows, we throw parties, and it's fun.
And they have fun.
Yeah. And they're like, well, how do we do that? What a job do we apply for? And so I get to teach them entrepreneurship lessons while they're going through this class at school. And it doesn't quite fit the mold that schools typically teach. I'm like, hey, if you want a job, if you have a passion for something that it doesn't really exist, create it.
No, absolutely. That's great. They're getting a little bit of homeschool and a little bit of public school. Gabrielle, tell us just a little bit about your what you've learned, how you've become resilient, other than having an obviously amazing resilient partner there in Sarah. Between the two of you, I'm sure you give each other strength every day.
You know, we are so blessed to have one another, and we have such a rich history together. We, you know, we've been best friends for 25 years, and we have experienced so much of life together, personal losses, victories, you know, marriages, deaths. So we have the foundation of truly knowing one another. So, you know, we are blessed in that regard. You know, my situation is similar, but incredibly different, you know, to Sarah's. You know, we are both now single mothers. Fortunately, you know, Arthur, who's my ex-husband is still very much part of the picture. And it presents a different set of challenges, you know. And I think with my children in building this business and going through our separation with our children, you see how much your children are watching you. And yes. my boys, I have two boys who are 7 and 9. And, you know, when you look at them act in frustration or in anger and you see yourself.
Yes.
At their worst, when you see yourself and you see your behavior, I think it shines a very bright light on how much they are watching you and on how much they are learning from you. So in our house, it's interesting that Sarah says, you know, you can, each day is a new day and you can choose. Mm. And I teach my children the same thing. Every morning when I go in their room, they share a room. When I go in their room to wake them up, you know, my kids, just depending on the day, one's a morning person and one's not, just depending on what day of the week it is. You know, we have a saying when we wake up, what kind of a day are you going to make it?
Right. You have a choice. Yeah.
How are we going to start this day? How do you want to start this day? And are you going to choose this or are you going to choose this? Mm. And we have a great deal of transparency in our house. You know, I've had a lot of very difficult conversations with my kids. And I think taking responsibility for your own actions and where you end up in life, I think it's very important to teach them from a very early age.
I'd love to ask you, if I may, just coming back to the best friends, are there boundaries that you put in place, or is there anything that you would suggest, because you've got a deep friendship, you're going back 25 years, you're going through tragedy together and mm-hmm. can balance each other, and there's different emotions at different times and how you feel. But do you have some boundaries that you put in place so that you don't strain your friendship?
Great question, Carol.
That's in business.
That's an important one.
You know, I feel as though Sarah and I know one another so well that one of us will approach the other one with a conversation. And it's almost like we can read each other.
Know.
And if you're not ready to have that conversation, if the other one is not in a mental space,
right,
we recognize it pretty quickly. But I think being best friends and business partners is a lot like a marriage.
It is.
You know,
yeah. Give and take.
Yes. You have to know going into it that you're flawed, that you're not always going to put your best foot forward. You're not always going to hit your mark. And I believe it's about allowing one another grace.
Yes. Oh, well said. Well said, yeah. Gabriel. Yep.
And also to know that at the end of the day, our love for one another, our friendship,
it trumps everything.
It is far more important than
right.
any business.
Than any yeah. business. Yeah.
If we lost one another as friends, I think it would be more detrimental than any
business.
Any
loss.
Business.
Yeah.
Loss.
That's so I'd love to let the listeners really hang on to what you just said for a nanosecond. You know, Oprah calls it an aha moment. Because what you just said, Gabriel, I really love that. Let's just say that one more time, giving grace, seeing each other's, it is like a marriage, and knowing how to give each other space and understanding that we're flawed. I really love what you just said. And I think if listeners take anything away, in addition to just the incredible role models you are as moms, that would be it, because the title of our show is Pros and Cons of Thank BFFs you. Being in business together. And Gabrielle, you mm-hmm. said that perfectly.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And it's true. And I think it's important to recognize that Sarah and I were going through probably one of the greatest personal tragedies mm-hmm. you can go through independently of one another at the exact same time. While wow. we're launching a business. So our personal stress levels Crazy. Compound with, you know,
responsibility
of the right. responsibility starting your yeah. own business.
And entrepreneurship is not for the lighthearted by any means.
So it is, it at times it was absolutely crippling. It was paralyzing. And I think we realized through that, the strength, you know, you think you can handle things and you think you're strong, But when you're consoling yourself, you're consoling your children, you're taking conference calls at the same time, you're writing contracts, you're, you know, you are investing your personal, you know,
your own
finances to bring joy to others.
Right.
It is a paradox that is indescribable, really.
It's a lot.
But you're juggling a lot, and your mindsets are shifting at all times from the hats, literally tossing the different hats on.
But I will say, starting the whole business, we started this before our lives really fell apart.
We did. So,
okay.
So it wasn't, you know, the world had just fallen apart, and we had started this before all of this happened. But even though it's been a struggle and it's been hard, it's also been a great distraction. Mm-hmm. So when we, you know, there are days that I am not mentally capable of working, and Gabrielle as well. But when we come together on good, productive days, we can put everything else aside for a little bit. And it's great to have something positive to focus on, something to build, something new that we're excited about and that we're getting such a great response from. We have developed so many new friendships and a new crowd of, I guess, what do we call them?
An extended community?
A large tribe.
Yes, we have been growing our tribe. And it's been very rewarding in the midst of a whole lot of pain and challenge and struggle. The rewards are there and the dreams are there. The hope is there that we're going to wake up here in a couple of years and there's some time is going to have passed since all these challenges. And we're going to be in a totally different place because we've kept putting one foot in front of the other. And it's so much to look forward to, that, you know, you can get through anything if you see hope on the other side.
Absolutely. But I will say when you're an entrepreneur, you know, we do have days when we're both great at the same time, but you never get to have a bad day. You always have to work. There's never a day off.
Right.
We probably work 20 hours of the day. I'll be lying in bed at 3:00 in the morning, responding to emails, answering social media questions. You know, you'll wake up with that pit in your stomach or the stress of the things that you need to do the next day. And it's, you know, there's never a moment when you have time off. I was just in Disney with my family, my poor kids. We didn't have a summer, you know, all of our summer was leading up to our Nashville event. So we took our kids out of school for a week and my entire family went to Disney, and I'm standing in line for rides, walking through the Magic Kingdom, you know, with my, you know, with my headphones in, on conference calls,
multitasking,
you know, you're answering emails, you're constantly working. So if you don't have the ability to make that sacrifice, if you don't have it in you to go that extra mile, these are things that you like, these are the things that people don't tell you, you know, these are the things that
is the con.
You have to be willing to sacrifice so much, be present, but be elsewhere at the same time. Yeah. You know, it's a delicate balance.
It certainly is.
And I will say one of the pros of entrepreneurship in general, especially for moms, is the flexibility of your time. So we might work 20 hours a day, but if I need to go to a volleyball game for my daughter, or if I need to pick my son up at football practice or run them to school, or they forgot a lunchbox, in the corporate world, in the structured,
there's no way out.
And you can take conference calls from the call. You know, I can do work while I'm sitting at football practice.
We do a lot of calls from our car in the school parking lot. A lot.
And you better love what you do, right?
I would say you better love what you do.
But so there are sacrifices to be made. But at the same time, if you want to be there for your kids and show up for sports and show up for activities and stuff, entrepreneurship is the perfect way. If you're willing to work hard and build something for yourself, you can craft your schedule. In this pivotal time of our lives, I don't know what we would be doing if we got up every morning and had to go to an office building and sit all day, because our family lives would fall apart, especially a single mom.
Tell us the dates again. As always, Carol and I say we could definitely do more than 30 minutes. And you guys have given us, and I know you're going to give our listeners, not only live right now, but those who are going to listen when we launch our episode coming up in about a month. Tell us the dates again for your upcoming event.
So we are in Palm Beach, Florida, January 7th through the 9th at the Palm Beach Convention Center. We are getting ready to also announce our room blocks with the Hilton that's connected to the Palm Beach Convention Center. So you can get tickets at ramadrama.com. You can go to our socials, Ramadrama Official on Instagram, Ramadrama on Facebook, and we were put in Twitter jail out of the gate, so I can't remember.
That's okay, because I'll have...
We are Rama Drama on Twitter.
These are the Rama Drama girls, and we will have all the show notes. We'll have links to your social platforms, where to get tickets. So that'll be, and I'll pop those into the live as well, so people don't have to wait for the episode of the podcast to be launched. But thank you both. Thank you both for coming in that hectic cycle, coming to share and bringing some joy and some inspiration to others, and something to look forward to in the new year. So I want to say thank you. And as we wrap up, I just wanted to say thanks to those who are watching. Thanks to those who will be listening. And if you've loved what you have listened to, we do ask for you to share, because that's the only way we get it out to others. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time with our next episode on Connect, Inspire, Create. And we do fill those in with little mini bits and bites. Those are short aha moments that Trish and I share in between the main episodes. So everybody go and have a beautiful, glorious day. Hug your loved ones, and we'll be back.
Oh, they're hugging. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. If you have loved what you've listened to, we'd love for you to share it with your friends. And a quick intro to your hosts. I am Carol, a small business strategist who loves marketing. And you will find peer support and accountability in my Motivate Mastermind Club. Visit LisbonRetreats.com to forget all the details. And my co-host Trish is a certified professional wellness coach working specifically in areas of stress and burnout. You'll find her at healthylifemindset.com. Connect with us on social media. We'd love to get to know you. You'll find all the links in the show notes. Until next time, bye-bye.